Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
But John's language is so simple. God is light. But what about the other part of it? God is love. So when God is calling us into a place that is brilliant light that shows every possible thing that's wrong with us, and he's saying, don't hold back, don't stand back in the shadows and hope for the best. Come out here. I'm going to show you things. But I'm doing it because I love you, because I have made complete provision for this thing that you're going to find. And you're going to come to a place of greater freedom in your life. I'm going to have more freedom to live in and through you. It's a pathway of deliverance and help and strength. There's never any cause for us to be afraid to be in God's light. You think about how human beings reacted in the scriptures when they came. Isaiah, we pointed out many times, but John himself. Remember his reaction when he, who had known the human Christ, suddenly is in a vision and he sees the glorified Christ. He falls down like a dead man. He is utterly overwhelmed. But do you know God is working in us to the point where the purity of our hearts and our lives can live in that and be completely in harmony with him, with peace and joy? You think there just might be some areas right now in our lives where God's wanting to say, you know, come into the light, walk in the light. Let this be your lifestyle, to get up in the morning and look to me with an open heart and say, Lord, shine it wherever it needs to be shined. God, give us the grace to get over the fear of that. Because he longs to set us free. His whole purpose is to set us free. And he's made all the provision. Of course, then we say, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. There's this self-deception going on again. Oh, God, help us to be willing to say yes. We're so quick when something happens to point the finger. I'm okay. They're the ones who messed up. When we need to be saying, God, search my heart. Search me and try me, oh Lord. You think of David, who was a man after God's own heart. It wasn't that he was always trying to point the finger whenever something was wrong. It was when God said, thou art the man, through the prophet, when he had sinned. There was a repentance there. That's why the Lord goes on to say, if we confess our sins, we pointed out many times, confessing means to agree with, to say along with. It's like going before the judge and the prosecutor says, you're guilty of this and that and the other, and we say, absolutely, I am 100% guilty. I stand before the court without any defense. I'm guilty. Wouldn't it be good if we could have that kind of a heart towards the Lord while realizing at the same time he's not calling us there to get mad at us or condemn us or beat us up? But he longs to pour out upon us the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I wonder how dirty some of us are. You know, walking in the darkness is one way to put it, but sin has a way of defiling in the sense of like it's like dirt. That's one way to illustrate it. And I wonder how many dirty Christians there are. I dare say we all are in one way or another. And we have need of being cleansed. And here's the Lord saying, I long to cleanse you. I want you to be clean and free. But you're holding back. You're hanging back in the shadows. And I want you to come out and say, Lord, cleanse me. And don't worry about yesterday or tomorrow. I want to wipe out yesterday. I can wipe you so clean. It's just as if you had never sinned in the first place. I can make you clean and free. And then we can look to the future and you can realize I'm still going to show you stuff. I'm going to bring you face to face with other needs in your life as we grow. But you don't have to be afraid of that. Because you know I'm doing it so I can set you free, piece by piece by piece. Dirt's going to happen, but I've got the perfect cleanser for it. This is the cleanser, the end all cleansers. Praise God. If we confess, if we agree. And you know, I'll stop and say this. I've read some things along this line that I think are great. I'm not going to try to rehash them, but we have a culture that has lost its sense of sin. There is that which is right. There is that which is wrong in God's eyes. And it's not just what makes me feel good and seems okay to me. That's what's going on in society. It's all about me feeling good about myself and okay and my life direction. It's my truth and you can have your truth. I'll tell you, there is a standard. God has declared things that are right, that are in harmony with his loving purpose. They're not just arbitrary rules because he can impose them on us. They are the way things work in this universe. They are the moral order by which heaven itself is run. Oh, everything is in harmony there because there is no sin. Sin is just self seeking something for self in whatever form it is. And God wants to bring us to a place where we don't listen to society and what they say. Nor do we jump in the other ditch and point our fingers and get angry about stuff. We need to look in the mirror and say, God, deliver me. God, help me to have the loving heart of Jesus, who could look at a sinner and reach out in love and mercy. But also, we need to consider ourselves, even when we are called to help a brother who's overtaken in a fall. What do? We first consider ourselves, recognizing, I have a need too. I'm not doing this looking down my throat at what's the matter with you. I'm saying, oh, brother, you've been caught here and you need some help, and I want to encourage you. I want to show you the way. I want to show you the heart of Jesus and what he's done for you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. This is justice that God is meting out. It's justice because the punishment for your sin and mine has already been poured out. You don't punish sin twice. Do you know why this world is going to be judged? Is it because they sinned? I'm not going to try to take this too far. But John himself, Jesus actually, I believe, said this to Nicodemus. This is the condemnation. This is what's wrong with the world. Okay? Light has come into the world, but what was the problem? But men were sinners. No, they were born sinners. But men loved darkness rather than light. It's when God makes himself known and people choose their sin over, he's made a way for it to be erased. Justice has been served. But men say, no, I will have my sin. I'm going to follow my own way. It's my way. You don't have any right to tell me what to do. That's why this world is going to be called into judgment. All right? He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank God. Thank God for the truth. But the thought, in the heart of the thought was light and darkness, the difference between God and everything he stands for, his being, his presence, his purpose, and the world, inspired by the wickedness of Lucifer himself, that has absolutely blinded and captured the hearts of people who live according to the demands of their flesh. And God is calling us out of that dominion. It has no right to rule over us. In the process, we're going to have to take steps by step by step with him every day, always with the idea that this light is going to show stuff that's wrong with me. It's going to show needs. But that's not a pathway to constant, oh my God, here we go again. It's not that kind of a heart. It's God is bringing me here so he can set me free. He's letting me know something so I can enjoy the salvation that he provided through Jesus. Praise God. Lord, bring the light on. You know, I'm not sure I can remember all the words, but I remember a song that our ensemble used to sing. I have wandered and strayed like a sheep from the fold. So long I have sought my own way, something like that. Please be patient while I'm learning to live by His life and walk close beside Him. Thank you. Other members can remember bits and pieces. Lord, please shine Your light all around me. And I get, what's the next line? Lord, please shine Your so that I will be sure to see. I'm just a child who wants to be what You'd have me to be. Lord, please shine Your light on me. Thank God some people got their memory back, or memory. But anyway, thank God. But do we really feel that way? You know, these are things that are easy to affirm. Yes, I need to walk in the light. But on a day-to-day basis, that simply means God's going to be bringing us into situations where He's going to say, wait a minute, what about that? What about that attitude? What about that choice you just made? What about this? What about that? He's going to have to shine His light on these areas progressively. Aren't you glad He doesn't do it all at once? But He knows exactly, as a loving Heavenly Father, how to shine the light where it needs to be shined. And then to say, yes, I just need you to agree with me about that. I can take care of it. And I want you to bring that to me with an expectation, not just of cleansing because you messed up, but of strength to become a different person. I want you to have more of me so that you can gain strength and not be like that anymore. I want to set you free from it. Praise God. It's a simple truth, isn't it? Is anybody here that needs this? Yeah. I had strong reason this morning to say, this is not a day for me to get up. This was for me. But it's for all of us, isn't it? Isn't the Lord merciful and loving and kind in all that He does? And He has indeed given us everything in Christ, like Steve said. Praise God. But if we're going to experience that, we're going to have to come to a knowledge of our need. I don't need a Savior until I realize I'm a sinner. I don't realize I need to grow unless He shows me the areas where I need to grow. So is He mad at me when He does that? He is loving and kind and merciful. And we need to love Him and reach out to Him and say, thank You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Father, for Your love, for Your love for showing me all this that I didn't even know I needed. But You did it so I could come into a place of greater freedom and brightness and light. You're more free to live in me and through me, and I can help other people. They can help me, and this fellowship is just going to get stronger and stronger, and the light is going to get brighter and brighter. But it breaks down to the simplicity of walking in the light, not hanging back in the shadows and pretending, but walking in the light and saying, Lord, shine Your light all around me. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.